Here in California, it's not uncommon to hear ads like this.
There's gold in them hills. Royal Gold organic potting soil, that is.
Canna nutrients are media specific, so it doesn't matter if you're hydro or soil, cocoa or clay.
Come on down out of them hills, down to the harvest safe.
These could be ads for products to help your flowers or something else. Medical marijuana, now legal in several states. But it's an illegal substance, according to the federal government, which poses an interesting question. How do you advertise a product like that? Harry Cole specializes in broadcast law. He joined me to talk about what you can and can't advertise when it comes to legal weed.
There are no rules against advertising it at this point. There are some restrictions on how to advertise. You're not supposed to market to kids, for example. Other than that, as of right now, the FCC has taken no position at all on the propriety or the legality of advertising marijuana. Many broadcasters are concerned, I believe, that the FCC could conclude that the promotion of the killer weed would be just a bad thing. And then taking that out to the logical extension, we will take away your license if you do that.
I want to play you a clip of an ad that aired here in California, up in Humboldt County, actually. The clip isn't advertising marijuana, but it seems pretty clear that when it's talking about gardening supplies, what they're supposed to be used for. Let's play it.
It's a mean green trimming machine from Trim Scene for, trimming flowers.
Don't see nothing but green in this jukebox.
Oh, Granny, you know we're part of that specialty flower co-op. Crops too big to arrange them all ourselves, even with our friends coming by to help.
All those secret meetings in there.
Okay, so is this kosher? Is this okay?
Sure. Sure. I mean, if you can advertise the straight-out dope, you can certainly advertise the secondary paraphernalia. And again, there are no rules preventing you from doing that. But, you know, the kind of tiptoeing around the issue, it's vaguely reminiscent of what happened back in the 60s and 70s with drug lyrics. The commission announced early on that they really didn't think it was a good idea for broadcast stations to be playing records that celebrate or promote drug use. There was no rule against it. The commission wasn't doing anything, but it was arching its eyebrow and shaking its finger at you and saying, you know, you better watch out because we could do something if we wanted to, so you better watch your step.
So is that something you could see happening now, you know, saying, look, we're not going to take away your license, but watch yourself?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. But again, the commission hasn't done that. And I think that's because the federal government as a whole has demonstrated a fairly clear ambivalence to what's going on. But there was at least that threat. You know, you start seeing these things in the newspapers, you start worrying.
We know there's one time a day when some of the rules don't apply and when stations are more willing to do things, and that's late night. Do you think we're going to see, you know, more marijuana ads mixed in with those late night ads in the future?
It wouldn't surprise me because that's when the munchies strike. Come on.
So they say.
I've read about that in books, but yeah, I would think that if you're going to see it start, you're going to see it start at that time of day because for sure the one thing that advertisers don't want to do is appear to be appealing to young kids.
Harry Cole is a lawyer who specializes in broadcast law. He joined me to talk about the legal issues surrounding marijuana advertisements. Harry, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
This is NPR News.